It's Friday, July 18, and I am Leonard Vitbien with your news at 8 a.m. At the ongoing International Cybersecurity Conference, the focus shifted to the growing cyber risks facing small and medium enterprises. Nirupesh Soni, the chief executive and founder of Facilitate Solutions Namibia, emphasized that SMEs, despite their limited resources, remain prime targets for cyber criminals. In his presentation, Soni highlighted the urgent need for these businesses to build cyber resilience strategies.
Small and medium enterprises in Namibia across Africa, they don't have money for cybersecurity because it's not their priority. The only way it becomes a priority is if they know the value of the data. And once that priority comes in and they understand it, they don't need a big expensive solution. They can go online and read how to protect themselves. It comes from that part where they have to actually make an effort to understand what they have. And if somebody doesn't show them that importance, they won't take it as a priority. And that's unfortunately what's been happening in Namibia. So it's something that comes with awareness, and the youth who are now graduating, who are in cybersecurity looking for jobs, this is where the niche is. But they can go to SMEs and say, you know what, we can help you do all of that for a little cost.
Prosecutors claim that Peter Elindi, the former chairperson of Enercon, has not explained a key 9.5 million transfer to Eco Trading, owned by fugitive businessman Victor Malima. The transactions came shortly after Namcor bought fuel stations worth 53 million from Enercon in what News on One's Willem Sneyman reports is suspected to be part of a broader corruption and money laundering operation.
State prosecutor Bason Lilungwe questioned Elindi over the chain of transactions, including a $960,000 payment in to former Namco executive Cedric Willems' personal account and a $1.04 million payment to Willems' business Parkwood Petroleum from Eco Trading. Lilungwe argued that these transactions form part of a coordinated laundering scheme where public funds flowed from Enercon to Eco Trading and then to individual or business accounts, many with unclear business justification.
South Africa's Deputy Minister of Defence and Military Affairs, Bantu Holomisa, says the country is not facing any imminent external threats. Minister in the presidency, Kumbutso Tshabeni, disclosed this week that the security cluster had identified a potential risk of a coup. She stated that the National Security Strategy and National Intelligence Estimates report flagged other risks, including terrorism and violent extremism.
State security of any country, I guess, is always a priority. So we are not expecting a conventional warfare in South Africa. The major threat which I foresee would be around civil disobedience.
Reuters says France officially ended its military presence in Senegal yesterday by handing over control of its last major military facility in the country. In a symbolic ceremony, General Pascal Iani, commander of the French forces in Africa, presented the key to the camp in Dakar as the Senegalese flag was raised to the sound of the national anthem. The handover marks a significant step in France's broader withdrawal from the West African region. In international news, U.S. President Donald Trump has denied he plans to fire the head of the U.S. Central Bank, Jerome Powell. The president has reportedly drafted a letter of termination for the Federal Reserve chairman, but is now walking back claims he's planning to let him go. Our correspondent in Washington is Kate Fisher.
Stock markets and the dollar slipped on reports that he'd broached the idea with Republicans on Tuesday, but they quickly bounced back after he downplayed the discussions. It would be a major break with precedent for a president to dismiss the chair of the Federal Reserve. Mr. Trump called on Mr. Powell to lower U.S. interest rates in a series of highly critical outbursts. On Wednesday, the president called him a knucklehead and claimed he was doing a lousy job. Many economists have warned that political interference in the leadership of the Fed could risk undermining price stability and investor confidence. Kate Fisher, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.